You're more spiritual power. You're going to have it. Do you believe that? Alright. This morning we're going to read Psalm 27. Okay. And if we have Bible, bilingual Bible, it's page 820. Psalm of David. 27. Well, if you have, we're going to read all together, alright? 27. Okay. It's only 14 verses. We're going to shout. See, the way we read the Bible actually determines our life. Okay? Read it with confidence and courage. Okay? Alright. Let's start. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though a war break out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He will keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At His tabernacle will I sacrifice the shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of You, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide Your face from me. Do not turn Your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me Your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. This is the psalm written by David when he was a fugitive in the wilderness, being chased by Saul and his armies. For 9 years, guys. By the way, who has first name David here? Anyone with the first name David? How come? Okay, Jonathan.
It's not here.
Okay. Peter.
It's not here.
Moses.
I'm here. Moses there.
It's weird. Usually David is the favorite first name for many Koreans. Korean Christians. Why?
Because he
became a king. He ruled for 40 years. He was the king of the United Israel. And he led the golden period of Israelite history. He was the man of heart. So everyone wants to be like David. Okay? That name means a lot. But I wonder if anyone wants to be in his position right now. For 9 years. When you see TV series, Fugitive, that's many years ago. But I don't know how long it was. Maybe 20 years ago, Fugitive was a favorite TV show. Guy is just, he's on the run, you know, from one city to another city, being chased by cops. And he wasn't guilty, but somehow he was trapped. And over there, at least you have, you know, bars and motels where you can sleep, all right? And if you have enough money, and you can eat food at the diners, all right? Where David is right now is on a run in the wilderness. You don't know how wonderful your life is going to be in the wilderness, okay? Wilderness there. There's no food, really. Yeah. And over there, scorching hot during the daytime, you just stay there in the sunlight over 15 minutes. You're going to be disoriented and die. It's a really horrible environment you are. And you are there just not alone. There's a fiery snakes all over the place trying to bite you. Okay? Those days they didn't have nice shoes like this. Okay? And what did they have? A sandal. You know? Just one bite, you're gone. Impossible environment. You are not there alone. You have enemies surrounding you. Here, when my enemies and my foes attack me, what David said here, actually the enemies and his foes are attacking him every day, day or night. Even at the night, you can't have a rest, because in wilderness, it's a desert weather. Weather changes, you know, to really cold. You freeze to death. That's the wilderness. And you are surrounded by your enemies here. And though an army besieges me, well, David is telling you, the army is besieging him right now. Here, the war breaks out against me. Yes. Wars broke out against him everywhere. It's not just 1 year, fugitive life, not just 2 years, 9 horrible years. Have you ever thought about it? If you guys were in this situation, always feel like someone is attacking you, you are abandoned and alienated. Everything, even environment, weather, nothing is going as you wish. Everything is going against you. What are you going to do? Can you survive those 9 years? See, people tend to just read the Bible. You know, well, this is anyhow someone else's story. Oh, David suffered, but that's okay. Somehow he overcame. But they don't think about these 9 years. After 9 years, what happened? Did David just fall away? No. He was actually stronger and maturer. Even those 400 rascals with him, you know, all these troublemakers were with him. Not really good guys, all right? After 9 years, all his guys became a mighty man of God. They were David's armies. How that could happen? David became the king of whole Israel from the fugitive life. People, once they are in such a condition, when everyone is against them, people become bitter. And situation continues like they despair. They lose all the courage and confidence. Even they lose confidence in the Lord. And they become junkies. Some people go to what? Drugs and alcohols, perish. That's normal people. But David, somehow after 9 years, he became out really strong and mighty and courageous king. I find the reason why he came out triumphant from this Psalm of David. See what he said here in the verse 1. The Lord is what? My life and salvation. Whom shall I fear? This is proclamation of a faith. No matter how bad is your situation, David, because the Lord, he knew the Lord is his light. No matter how dark, when darkness closes in, David knew the Lord is his light. The Lord will guide me in the righteous path. He knew it. And his salvation, my salvation, he said, not just the salvation. See, this is very important. That salvation is so near to him. He could say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. He claimed that salvation. He claimed that light as his own, as we sang this morning. See that faith, what you read from Bible, all these knowledges, unless you claim them as your own. Okay? Even when you sing a song, as you have done this morning, if you just sing from your mouth without claiming it as your own, that song means nothing. Even worship, you must claim it as your own. Claim this blessing as your own. Claim this knowledge as your own. This attitude David had, that's the difference between David and just regular junkies on the road. See? Which side you want to choose? Claim it. It's very important. People tended to go over. Okay, my light and my salvation. Whom should I? No! David shouted this. He was so desperate. His situation was so terrible. No food, all enemies. He felt everything was just closing on him. Felt so weak and desperate. What did he do against that situation? He said, the Lord is my light, my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I don't know how good you guys' situation is, but sometimes, even at the school, you feel abandoned and alienated, you know, just chased by everyone, okay? Nothing goes on my way, right? Sometimes you feel like that, right? Even my father and mother abandons me. Yeah, David said here. You know, sometimes you feel that way, okay? And, you guys are so blessed these days with all these blessings you have from your parent and church. You may not feel that way, but in your life, there will be a situation like that. Then, what you shall do? Shout, as David did. Claim this light and salvation as your own. Amen. Just shout, whom shall I fear? Like what Jesus has done when the storm was coming. What Jesus said? Shut up, storm. Yeah, shiopa. That means shut up. It's Aramaic word, shut up. Again, what situation is? The Lord is stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is stronghold of my life. No matter what kind of enemies, what kind of, you know, horrible circumstances come, I can go to Him. He is my stronghold. See? He's having this faith. We are holding on to Him. When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, see, sometimes you felt this way, right? God is next to me, is trying to devour my flesh. You know? That's what I do against my grandkids sometimes. We play. But anyhow, when my enemies and my foe attack me, they will stumble and fall. Here's this confidence. Though an army besiege my heart, will not fear. The key word here is will not fear. Okay. You know what? When David said this, was he afraid or not?
Yes.
Yes, he was afraid. That's just a normal response of a people. When you are chased by all the enemies. But here, he proclaims. This is proclamation of his faith. Faith sometimes has nothing to do with your emotion. Your emotion, you feel like everyone is attacking me, but you stand up by faith. You shout to the your circumstance. Shout to the enemies. Whom shall I fear? My heart will not fear. Remember this word. Because of the Lord, you shall not fear. Make this proclamation every time you are facing such a difficult situation. Here, David is telling what is the foundation of his faith. In next verse, one thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple. For in the day of trouble, He'll keep me safe in His dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of His tabernacle and set me high upon a rock. You know, in Israel, there's a tabernacle. No matter how bad the crime was committed, when the guy go into the sanctuary, no one can get you. So here, sanctuary is security for anyone. David knew it. So he found the shelter in the presence of the Lord. That's the key, folks. Unless you seek His face intimately before the throne every day, you cannot make this proclamation of your faith. I don't know how serious you are when you worship the Lord every Sunday. This is sanctuary where you find your real shelter and courage and strength and faith. When you sing a song, claim it in your own and have intimate fellowship with the Lord. Find that treasure coming from heaven through worship. Then you will be able to shout against any difficulties. Whom shall I fear? You can claim, the Lord is my stronghold. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? I pray that this proclamation of faith will be with you all the days of your life, because you worship Him in your heart and spirit. and draw the strength coming from the throne in heaven. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for giving us this wonderful time to meditate upon the Psalm of David. Lord, thank you for teaching us how to find courage and strength in sufferings and in persecutions, Lord. Lord, give us fullness of your Spirit in our heart so that we may have fellowship with you in intimate place every day, Lord. I pray all this in your Son, Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Thank you, guys.